A Defund the Police city councilman in Atlanta had his Mercedes stolen. He called 911 to get the police. Former high school track athlete Chelsea Mitchell had her USA Today opinion piece edited because she used the word male. Plus, according to DHS Secretary Mayorkas, the border is closed. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with the Defund the Police movement because it's not working out so well for these liberal Democrat cities that voted to defund their law enforcement. Crime is going through the roof, including violent crime. Police morale is at an all-time low, with many leaving the force, going elsewhere, or just retiring because they can't take it anymore. But here's the thing. These woke liberal Democrats have no problem calling the police when they're actually in trouble. Take a look at Atlanta City Councilman Antonio Brown. He's now running for mayor, actually. He voted to defund the police, but when his Mercedes was stolen, he called 911 for help. Here's the story. Atlanta City Councilman Antonio Brown, a mayoral candidate who voted to defund the local police last year, said he was forced to wait nearly an hour for police assistance after a group of youths stole his car. Mr. Brown told WSB-TV he was on hold with 911 for 5 full minutes before he was able to tell them he was the victim of a car theft following a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins combination store in Atlanta's Dixie Hills neighborhood. Poor Antonio Brown. He votes to defund the police, but then complains that he has to wait on hold for 5 minutes or that it takes an hour for the police to get there. Does he think it's going to be better by defunding the police? So here's Brown talking about the car theft, which was allegedly perpetrated by kids.
Generational poverty has gone on long enough. It's time that we start addressing the root of this problem, because there's no amount of officers you're going to put on the streets in Atlanta that could have stopped this from happening.
Spoken like a true leftist. What does he think? It's the poverty that caused these kids to steal a Mercedes. Like they're going to clothe themselves with this Mercedes or feed themselves with this Mercedes. No, they didn't steal it because they're poor. They stole it because they're not being taught the values in that community from right from wrong. And too many times, these liberal Democrats do nothing about it. And here's more. This is a generational poverty issue, Mr. Brown told WSB-TV. These kids, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. Why aren't they in school? Why aren't we enforcing systems to ensure that if they are not in school, they're in recreational centers? Police said they are still working to identify the thieves and locate the victim's vehicle. Mr. Brown, who is running on a campaign of reimagining public safety, is currently under indictment on several federal fraud charges, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. He was among the 7 council members who voted last June to withhold $73 million of the police budget until Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms drafted a plan to reform the department, the Journal-Constitution reported. The ordinance was narrowly voted down. It turns out those charges involve wire fraud, bank fraud, mail fraud. Sounds like a good Democrat to me. But here's the thing. When he needed the police, he expected them to come running. Give me a break. All right, next, let's talk about female track athlete Chelsea Mitchell. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, let's talk about former track athlete Chelsea Mitchell. She was an athlete in high school, ran track. She just recently wrote an op-ed piece in USA Today talking about the realities of trying to run against males in this world, this left-wing world of pretend, where they say that you're a female if you say you are, if you think you are. It has nothing to do with reality, but that's what the left is pushing. That's what's going on. So Chelsea Mitchell wrote an opinion piece about how she was dealing with it, how she had to face knowing that she would not win. She wrote the piece, then USA Today went back and edited out the word male because it was controversial and hurtful. Here's the story. Former high school track athlete Chelsea Mitchell was the fastest girl in Connecticut at one point in time until the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference began allowing transgender girls to compete in women's sports. Last week, USA Today published an op-ed from Mitchell about competing against transgender athletes and her decision to push forward with an appeal of the case. On May 25th, editors at USA Today, without notice to Chelsea, changed the word male to transgender throughout her piece and condemned her use of hurtful language. That's right. The word male is now considered hurtful. It's like if I identified as black and someone called me white. White would then be hurtful. I'm not black. I'll never be black. But the left wants us all to kind of just wink at each other and pretend. This guy says he's a woman. He's really a woman. Has no basis in reality, but we're supposed to all just go along with it. Here are some comments from Mitchell.
Track is a big mental game. I know, you know, people who don't do track might just think it's all about physical, but there is a huge mental component of it. And I think a lot of track athletes could agree with it. And so kind of going into those races, knowing that there was an unfair advantage, I, you know, kind of clammed up and I couldn't really focus on what I needed to do to perform well. You know, I just was so focused on the fact that I couldn't win and that I had to race for second or third place was really just detrimental.
I'm sure it's frustrating and demoralizing, but the left doesn't care. And here's a perfect example. Caitlyn Jenner, probably the most famous transgender of all, he got on Twitter. He posted this. Once and for all, the last comment I want to make on this topic. California has way bigger issues. I stand by my statement that biological boys should not compete in girls' sports. It's an issue of fairness. Now, in that tweet, Jenner included a video, and that video shows exactly what Chelsea Mitchell is talking about and what she has to face in every race.
Kyle Gabanelli.
So to all the leftists out there, is that fair? Is that fair competition? Is that standing up for girls and women? I don't think so, but that's what the left is pushing, and by doing it, they are working to destroy women's sports. That's what's going on. All right, next let's talk about what's going on at the border, because if you listen to DHS Secretary Mayorkas, you'd think everything was fine, because according to him, the situation is under control. There's no surge. There's no crisis. Everything is A-OK. And here's the story. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said this week there is no invasion along the southwest border, and he said the new Biden team has succeeded in imposing order on the massive flow of people attempting to jump the boundary. He also challenged reports that ICE officers are averaging just one deportation every 2 months per person. The border is closed, the secretary told Congress. So the border is closed and the problem is solved. Now to discuss this, we're going to bring in our friend, Republican strategist and attorney, Amanda Mackey. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Bobby.
All right, so we're going to discuss Mayorkas, but I want to pitch the other side first and get your reaction. On Fox News recently, there was a lieutenant. He's in the Texas Department of Public Safety. He's talking about what he's actually seeing down there at the border. Check this out.
One thing that we're seeing, it's increasing. We know right now with
increasing.
The surge of migrants coming. That's correct. So what we know, and I'm telling you from what we see on the front lines, what our men and women see on the front lines, the ones that are working the border, the ones that are out there working those elements day in and day out, this is not decreasing by any means. With the constant surge of migrants coming across, the cartels, criminals on the U.S. side are exploiting that current situation, and they're going to profit off of that. And that's what's happening right now, and it's not decreasing by any means whatsoever.
All right, so there's the report. And then you got Mayorkas on the other side saying the border is closed. What do you think about that? What's going on with that message and what's actually going on?
Well, I think we know that President Trump's policies actually worked. They kept the homeland safe. Continuing to build the wall, the remain in Mexico policy, the stopping of catch and release. And what Biden has basically done and Mayorkas, they've been encouraging people to come. What did what did Joe Biden do for the last year when he was campaigning? He kept talking about this humanitarian effort to get people here. Not only has this caused people from the Northern Triangle countries to come, as we keep talking about Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico, but we have people coming to our southern border, migrants coming from over 160 countries. We only have 195 countries in the world. 160 countries are coming. People who are on the FBI terrorist list are showing up on our southern border. Why? Because they don't need any kind of documentation to get across. It's an easy way to get to the United States. The word gets back. When our customs and border folks are struggling, they don't have enough manpower. They know, the migrants who are trying to get here, they know, and the cartels, the smugglers, they know that this is the best time to get people here because the resources are diverted, and the CBP, they are not on their best game because they're having so many other things they're having to make sure that they deal with the border.
Right. And here's a neat little contrast as well. They're doing so many other things, so many more things than they need to do. But then we have our border czar, Kamala Harris. She's supposed to be addressing this, and she's nowhere to be seen. What do you make of that? And what does that reflect on the seriousness that Biden and his team take this issue?
Well, they're not taking it seriously, and they're really trying to divert from it because they know it's a terrible issue for them. The optics are terrible. You have Democrat mayors and congressmen, Henry Cuellar in particular, congressman from South Texas, who has been really sounding the alarm on this from the very beginning and saying this is a humanitarian crisis, yet none of the people in this administration from top down are listening. Not Mayorkas, who I believe should be fired for the terrible job he's done, not Joe Biden, and not Kamala Harris, the vice president, who was tasked with this job over 60 days ago. Has she gone to visit the southern border? No. Has she said one word about the southern border? She has been completely silent. Doing Zoom meetings with heads of Northern Triangle countries is not enough. This is a crisis. This is costing American taxpayers over $60 million a week. The governors of these border states are having to pony up to contain what has happened on the southern border, largely as a result of what Joe Biden has done in encouraging these people to come here. And again, like I said, these people, the coyotes, the people who bring the cartels over, they are the ones who go back and say, now's your time to come. They are making, in some instances, over $14 million a day, according to the New York Post. $9,000 per adult, $4,000 per child.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. And then the fentanyl and other drugs that you keep seeing coming in, they're doing absolutely nothing to stop it. And we've got this situation, like you said, with the Democrats even speaking out. Amanda, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So that's what's going on at the border. Apparently, it's closed and everything's good, and Harris is nowhere to be found. All right, so let's recap. We had defund the police Democrats who call the police when they actually need help, transgender athletes, and a border that's supposedly closed. We have to ask these leftists, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
All right, first let's talk about Joe Biden, but actually this is more the media because the members of the media are so lame. They could be asking so many questions of Joe Biden about inflation, about the border crisis, about this Wuhan lab leak. But no, Joe Biden makes an unexpected pit stop. Here's what they ask him.
Mr. President, what did you order?
Chocolate chip.
Unreal. How incredibly lame. The media are so pathetic. And here's the thing. Here's a tweet that followed that. This is from a CBS White House reporter following the breaking news of chocolate chip. These are the flavors available at Honey Hut Ice Cream, where Biden is making an unscheduled stop. And now I'm craving a couple scoops of sea salt caramel. What can you even say? This is the state of professional journalism, folks. All right, next, as states start to reopen, which states do you think are doing better? Here's a hint. It's not those run by radical liberal Democrats. And here's the story. States with Republican governors, many of whom began reopening last year and are rejecting President Joe Biden's enhanced unemployment bonuses, are leading this nation's economic recovery. 17 of the top 20 states for jobs recovered from the coronavirus pandemic are led by the GOP, with the top 12 all run by Republican governors, according to newly released data from the Labor Department. Two red states, Idaho and Utah, have more jobs now than they did pre-pandemic. But the Democrats just don't learn. And by the way, the top 10 states for high unemployment are all run by Democrats. Think about that and think about how likely it is that they'll get reelected. Top 10 states for unemployment, all run by Democrats. And next, let's talk about this headline from the Babylon Bee. Facebook now banning anyone who says virus wasn't created in Wuhan lab. It's just interesting that things that were debunked and banned are now suddenly true. What's going to be the next truth according to Facebook or Google? We'll wait and see. Folks, that's our show for today. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our next show will be Monday. I hope to see you there. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.